Chapter 19, Helping Others. To lift a soul above its natural level is a dangerous act. For when the soul is forced upwards and then seeks its own level again, it disintegrates. To the poor, the gospel is preached. The poor are not only those without money, they are those who are poor mentally, physically, and spiritually. The treatment is the same in all cases. Jesus helped millions and is still helping them. But one thing was always required, and that was recognition. Unless the power was recognized, embodied in the flesh, he could do nothing. It is recorded that in some places he did not many mighty works because of the failure to recognize the power, the Word made flesh. So often we rush in where angels fear to tread, taking over the problem instead of revealing the gospel. The revelation that would lift the needy one to a level in which he could help himself. The moment we descend to the level of the person we are trying to help, we can do nothing. And this we do when we recognize his condition as needing our help. You do not go to the bottom of the well to rescue the one who has fallen in. You cannot fill a barrel that has a hole in it. Neither can you fill a human mind with the consciousness of God, if that mind is still considering his problem as a reality. You can try to help another by descending to his level through sympathy, and presently, like a beetle in a slippery bowl, you arrive at his level and get in his way. Your efforts become as nothing, and you find yourself trampled beneath the feet of a greedy, ungrateful human mind that wants things done on the outside. Then you begin the old ditty about ingratitude. Anything or anybody with whom you sympathize has a stranglehold on you and will finally take you to his level, and you will not like it. Jesus had no sympathy with anything, but he had infinite compassion that would forgive 70 times 70. Forgiving is not condoning, and turning the other cheek is not weakness or an acknowledgement of defeat. Sooner or later, you will discover that your best efforts to help have failed, your good deeds have been charged off as nothing, and you have made an enemy. If we would only remember the "such as I have," instead of tossing golden coins into the lap of the beggar, they only prolong the day of wrath for him, whereas the "such as I have" might cause him to end the evil picture and renew his strength and gratitude. Yet would you literally give your all? Jesus certainly did not withhold when he gave bread and fish to the hungry men. They followed him into a desert place. He did not force them to go. Then they began to murmur, and what a murmur 5,000 men could make, not to mention the women and the children and dogs. Yes, it must have been quite a murmur, if you see what I mean. He fed them once. And what happened? The hole in the barrel was not stopped, and the next morning they were back again for more bread. And then he rebuked them, saying, "What? Did ye not see the miracle? If they had, that would have stopped up the hole or lack in consciousness. They were so engrossed with things, they had no time for that." And then, to make it more emphatic that he was not going to give more bread, he said, "Children, have you any meat?" I am sure it was with humor that he brought home this lesson. No, they did not see the miracle, just the manifestation. What are you looking for? Had they been able to see the miracle, they would have known the technique of bringing bread into manifestation, literally as well as symbolically. What would have happened if Jesus had continued to give them bread? Soon, whatever gratitude they may have had would have turned into jealousy. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that I do. And you have hurt those you wanted to most to help. Many times the one you have lifted up temporarily disintegrates or goes back to his former state, cursing you. This as it should be. Next time you will recognize his soul instead of his sense. Every concession you make to an evil weakens the sum total of your ability to help. And yet, with what overflowing love Jesus gave the miracle, the technique of healing, of anyone who would come and eat and drink without price, and so will you do likewise. Another interesting point is that Jesus would listen to no arguments or speculations of evil. Neither did he believe in post-mortems. Speculation on the outcome of a problem or evil that might happen is a sure way to experience that evil. And this goes for speculation on another's problem, too. To him that hath, shall it be given. Hath what? Hath consciousness. For he knows that if I be lifted up from the earth to a higher state of consciousness, I will draw all men, manifestation on that level, to me. If he can be lifted up to the recognition that God is no respecter of persons, but gives to any man who will take, then he has received riches beyond the gold of Ophir. Then he has the pearl of great price, which no man can take from him. He who will preach this gospel will merge into a new state wherein he will feel the rich, magnificent, reciprocal integration of God taking place. Yes, but there are only 3 drops of oil. I have nothing with which to start. The command, start pouring, has to be accepted and acted upon, else you will continue to have but 3 drops. At the first movement of the power, start praising and glorifying it. Keep your attention away from the empty measures all about you. Presently, you will have to borrow measures, not a few. It will keep flowing once you start praising and recognizing it and having taken your attention away from what ought to be done. Few great fortunes have been started with large sums of money. Most of them started from the handful of meal and the 3 drops of oil. Why? Because working from the outside causes the whole picture to collapse. There is nothing within to support it. A handful of snow started down the mountainside becomes the avalanche in the valley, and so it is with you. Do not make the mistake of being caught in the bramble bush of self-pity. Do not say, "Look what I did for him and what happened." Forget it. Bless him and his ongoing, and presently he will see the light and beat a new path to your heart and lay his gift on the altar. After you have made the mistake of helping in the wrong way, do not condemn yourself. If you recognize it, that is enough. Bless everything and love everything, pouring floods of love over it all. Love is the one gift that never faileth. It is wonderful.